This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A big supermarket chain is making unvaccinated employees bear more of the financial consequences of getting COVID. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, there's news. We bought more in November, but not much more, with word today that retail sales in the U.S. rose 0.3%. Forecasters were expecting the jump to be almost three times that. The Omicron variant can't be much of that, since those headlines didn't hit till very late last month. Inflation and back-ordered goods do throw cold water on the impulse to buy. We'll hear more on the state of the art briefing on inflation from the Federal Reserve Chair in just over 4 hours. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
Inflation as a topic is starting to trickle down into consumers' attitude toward shopping. And we're going to hear more about that today as the Fed meets, and we'll hear Chairman Powell come out and talk about how the Fed might be addressing inflation in the future.
Yeah, there's a sense that he's going to have to get a little more aggressive about this inflation stuff, as he himself admits seems a little less transitory than he once thought.
Absolutely. And that is the conundrum for the market. They understand that Chairman Powell has been very accommodative, keeping interest rates low, and that's good for business. At the same time, with inflation increasing, that almost forces the Fed to start thinking about increasing interest rates. They're opposite motivators for the market, and that's going to be a big topic going forward.
The 10-year interest rate is up at 1.46%. The stock market is now open for the day, and we find the Dow is down 138 points, 0.4%. The S&P 500 is down 0.3%. The NASDAQ is down 0.6%. The biggest grocery chain in the U.S., Kroger, now has a carrot and a stick approach to getting its workforce vaccinated. The carrot is $100 incentives for those getting the shot. The stick is the new part. Unvaccinated workers might have to stay home without pay if they get COVID. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
Yeah, David, Kroger had been offering extra paid sick leave to all of its workers if they got COVID so they can stay home and not lose pay, and that could be for up to 2 weeks. The new policy takes away that option for unvaccinated workers. Now only vaccinated workers can get extra paid leave. And another element of Kroger's new policy is a health insurance surcharge, $50 a month charged to unvaccinated workers. This applies to salaried staff and managers, not unionized workers and hourly employees. So this is an effort to not mandate vaccinations, but to financially incentivize them.
Kroger, which is also Fred Meyer, Ralph's, Food for Less, and many more, is a big one. But others are already doing something like this. Other companies, do people get vaccinated?
Well, the evidence is a bit mixed. Part of the reason that employers are taking the financial incentives route is because the Biden administration's attempts to impose vaccine mandates on private sector employees have been caught up in court challenges. So instead, you have things like Delta Airlines' approach. No mandate, but a $200 health insurance surcharge for unvaccinated workers. By the way, Delta said 90% of its workforce got vaccinated, and that was in October. So maybe it worked. But then a study came out a couple of months ago which found that financial incentives probably do very little to nudge vaccine-hesitant people. In fact, they might have the opposite effect. So it's hard to say if financial incentives alone will do the job, David.
Nova, thank you. We'll be right back.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been reporting on red-hot real estate prices driven by moves to the burbs during pandemic and pandemic low interest rates. The freshest data we have show home prices were up nearly 20% in a year over 20 metro areas. Now, Nashville is among the places running hot, which may be fine for sellers, right? But it's especially tough for lower-income buyers and those seeing their rents rise, in part because of what's happening with real estate. Property in the South and Southeast has also attracted interest from out-of-state investors. WPLN's Ambriel Crutchfield reports.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Ellen Maharin's Nashville suburb townhome is a classic 1980s build with two spacious upstairs bedrooms. But it's not enough room for Maharin and her two teenagers, so she's been sleeping on her couch.
I needed to find it, you know, fairly quickly after husband and I separated. And it's two bedrooms, so this is my bed.
A year and a half ago, she was paying around $1,200 in rent. She said she could afford that with an $80,000 salary as an independent animal behaviors consultant. But now she's a full-time receptionist, making a little over $15 an hour. The rent is about half her income. She'd like to buy, but the median price for homes in the Nashville area is $480,000. She says she can't afford that. Tennessee State University Associate Professor Ken Shilton says the housing shortage makes it hard for individual renters to become buyers.
You can't save for a down payment to take advantage of any programs that might be there for low-income households just because you don't have the disposable income to do that.
But house flippers, investors, and companies do have the capital. Shilton says his research found that five real estate investment corporations own more than 5% of the single-family housing stock in Rutherford County, just outside Nashville. Four out of five of those companies are from out of state. In some neighborhoods, those companies own closer to 50% of the single-family homes built since the year 2000. And that tally doesn't include other properties like condos and Airbnbs. Chilton says that inventory is tight throughout the nation.
So all of this on the demand side means there's more capital chasing X number of housing units. On the supply side, we haven't caught up with the demand post 2008, 2009, 2010.
Nashville officials say they're working with nearby governments to think through local solutions, but they have limited financial resources. In Nashville, I'm Ambriel Crutchfield for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.